As music lovers around the world prepare next year to celebrate the 200th anniversary from the birth of the composer Felix Mendelssohn, we were privileged here at the radio to be granted an interview by the great conductor Kurt Masur, a Mendelssohn expert, and whose recording of Mendelssohn Oratorio Elijah is considered a reference for musicologists worldwide. The maestro began by pointing out Bach's influence in the work and inspiration of this master of the Romantic period. It is he, Mendelssohn, whom we have to thank, Maestro Masur explained, for keeping Bach's St. Matthew's Passion alive.
Mendelssohn was inspired by Bach very much. And as you know, he conducted Matthew's Passion after it was forgotten for 100 years. And he has studied that in the age of 20. He made the first performance after the world performance in Bach's time, so 100 years later. It was forgotten in between. His whole youth was inspired by Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. So if you listen to his youth symphonies, his ring symphonies, there are 12. He composed in the age of 9 to 12. The whole inspiration came from the classical time. And his whole build-up, his language of the Elijah until the end, was more and more going also into the romantic spirit, but the form of classic. We call it classicistic. Because we have to imagine that it was a sensation at that time that Berlioz's fantastic symphony was performed at the same time as Mendelssohn's Italian symphony. So it's like being two different worlds at the same time.
Kurt Masur describes Mendelssohn as a man caught between two worlds, with an incredible sensitivity and the capacity to express different emotions and different meanings. Here in Rome, he has chosen to conduct a series of concerts which showcase the wide range of Mendelssohn's work.
I wanted to show the different colors Mendelssohn gave his music and the different meaning. It's enormous. So at first he was inspired for the overture, the Fingerscape, and the Scottish Symphony, by Scotland, by the experience he got in the seaside and the mare of Scotland, and mainly in the Scottish Symphony, inspired by the fate of Mary Stuart. And the Mary Stuart story impressed him very, very much. So the slow movement of the Scottish Symphony is like a funeral march for Mary Stuart. If you compare the storm at the sea, which is a very wild sea in Scotland around there, that this storm you only can compare with Wagner Flying Dutchman. So this is when he only, because Mendelssohn did, you only have to have pam 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 papi, and then you have Wagner. So it was the inspiration of Mendelssohn, who was in his time the absolutely god of composers.
Schumann defined Mendelssohn as the Mozart of the 19th century, the first musician who saw, understood, and finally reconciled in his music the contradictions of his time.
He's absolutely right. Schumann was one of the most educated musicians in his time also. And his feeling for different composers made him always a kind of prophet for other composers. You know, Schumann's critic about Johannes Brahms was the same way. And with Mendelssohn, of course, Mendelssohn has conducted Schumann's first symphony in the Gewandhaus, the first performance. And Mendelssohn has conducted also the Schubert C major symphony, the great Schubert symphony, for the first time in the world. Because it was in Vienna and they had not discovered the score, and Vienna Philharmonic said, no, it's too long and too difficult, we don't want to play there. So and then Schumann came to Vienna, took the score, brought it to Mendelssohn, and Mendelssohn conducted in the Gewand of the first performance of this C major great symphony of Schubert. So there were a lot of connections between all these great people, and I must say that this kind of feeling of the Mozart is absolutely right for me, because if you compare the three last Mozart symphonies, which the works he has done before, it is already a new language going into the future. Absolutely. And the same is with Mendelssohn, and the same is with Schumann, of course.
As I was saying in the beginning, Kurt Masur is considered a world Mendelssohn expert. He told us what it is that he, and any musician, must bear in mind when he plays Mendelssohn's music, so as not to interpret it in the wrong way.
As I discovered how often Mendelssohn was interpreted in a bad way, much too slow, much too sentimental, much too raffinato, because everybody wanted to do something of Mendelssohn like Tchaikovsky, and Tchaikovsky is also more classical. You should not misunderstand that it is against Tchaikovsky. Mendelssohn was a very receptive man. But what he did was absolutely clear. He found his way in the classical form. And he tried to express everything of his time in the classical form, which is possible, of course. As even Brahms did in the First Symphony. The First Symphony of Brahms we very, very often call the Tenth of Beethoven, because it continues the classical form of the symphony. Even the feeling is romantic. But if you compare the other way around, very often the feeling of Beethoven in this music is romantic already. So it was just coming over.
Such is Kurt Masur's passion for Felix Mendelssohn that he has made it one of his prime aims to promote the music and the understanding of Mendelssohn around the world. And one of the hats that he wears is that of founder and chairman of the International Mendelssohn Foundation.
I'm now president of the Mendelssohn Foundation. We are just having built up a new kind of society of Mendelssohn in Japan. We have it now in Paris, in London, in New York, in Japan, and even in other countries where there are a group of people are caring for Mendelssohn, for making the people aware that Mendelssohn is not a second-rate composer. Mendelssohn is the first row of all of them. And he inspired a lot of different composers after him, of course. The point was, of course, the difficulty political. He was a Jewish, he was German, but he was baptized also. So what it cannot be worse, of course. Jewish and German doesn't fit. And Jewish and kind of romantic feeling is very much Jewish, but it is not in the imagination of Mendelssohn. And Mendelssohn wanted to be more pure, more classical, more pure. Not too much flowers around, no sentimentality. And I always have to tell the choir, please, there's no sentimentality in the whole Mendelssohn. There's not. Just golden. It's like Mozart. With Mozart, even if he has pain, still the sun is shining.